violence. There are some there who are willing to get arrested, but it seems like what they would exercise is peaceful resistance.
A World War II veteran from Utah is reliving the triumphs and horrors of his service overseas after mysteriously receiving 7 service medals. 93-year-old Tom Harrison says a package arrived earlier this month with the medals, but no explanation. Harrison says he never applied for the medals after his discharge from the Army in 1945 because he wanted to put the war behind him and focus on his family and career. Harrison survived the Bataan Death March and more than 3 years in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. A company which supplies military medals say that veterans often receive ribbons and not the medals when they are discharged. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. A few years ago, before we began doing the show, Peter discovered this website called CASH, Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. And once in a while, he would email me or read to me a news story posted on the site describing the details of a hunting accident. That, in fact, is one of the main features of the site. It collects and reports stories from around the country about people hurt or killed in hunting accidents. And I will add, it's not done maliciously. There are no comments posted which might say, see, you get what you deserve, or defending the alleged need or right to hunt. But rather, the articles are just posted by date and allowed to speak for themselves about the various and frequent ways people hurt and kill themselves and each other while hunting. And sadly, this includes youngsters and teens who get accidentally shot by friends or relatives, or they shoot themselves or fall from deer stands. So one day, Peter asked me, I wonder what happens to the families and friends of individuals who are killed while hunting. I mean, losing a family member before their time is a profound tragedy, and even more so when the deaths are completely avoidable. So do the family and friends continue to hunt, or do they stop? Peter and I even discussed studying this question by trying to find some of the survivors to survey them, but we never pursued it. So finally, Peter got his question answered when we recently covered the 2011 Farm Conference in Los Angeles earlier this summer, because we spoke with a gentleman named Peter Muller, who is with both the League of Humane Voters and the Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. Later in the show, more coverage from the Farm Conference, including Don Moncrief from A Well-Fed World and Kevin Sullivan with Shark Savers to speak about the practice of shark finning. It's a really interesting show we have lined up for you today, so let's begin with our discussion about hunting and voting. Hi, we're with Peter Muller.
Yes, I'm Peter Muller. I'm with the League of Humane Voters, and I'm also with the Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. And the Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting does exactly what the name implies. We're organized to abolish sport hunting, which is happening all over the country today. And I'm also with the League of Humane Voters. It's an organization that's organized to elect help politicians get into office who are willing to support animal protective issues. And once in office, we lobby them to help us enact laws that will protect animals.
Tell us more about the Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. When was that founded?
Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting was founded in 1975 by Luke Dahmer, and I joined shortly after. I joined in 1976. He worked with Luke. He passed away in 1992, and then my wife Ann and I took over the organization.
When one visits the website of Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting, there is an upsetting list of all the horrible accidents that happen to hunters and their children and their relatives. What happens, do you know what happens to these folks after one of these tragedies occurs to a family?
Well, it depends. Many times, paradoxically, and I don't even understand why these people react, they say things that are totally beyond me. They say things like, well, he died the way he wanted to die, something like that. And I feel that if somebody dies tragically in a hunting accident, obviously all deaths are tragic as far as I'm concerned, and still we would assume that the relatives and the neighbors would learn from that, that that's not a safe activity. It's not an activity you would encourage children to do. It's not an activity you want anybody doing in your neighborhood, because bullets travel quite a distance and they can fly through houses a mile away and kill people, and they have killed people who are totally unrelated to the activity that's going on. But somehow it doesn't seem to impress on people. They seem to ignore it. They seem to be immune to it. The immediate family frequently is totally immune to an accident, whereas people who look at it rationally from a stand back a few feet and look at it and says, well, I don't want my kids to go there. There's no reason to put them through that, endanger them for no apparent reason.
What is the message you try to give, and how do you give it?
Well, the basic message is that hunting is a tradition whose time has come, and it's declining very rapidly because our society has changed, and there's no place for sports hunting. There simply is no place for it in this society. We have a much larger population. We have a much more urban community, a suburban community nationwide than we were in the 1960s or 1950s. It's a different country. And sports hunting has no place in it. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to the people that practice it. It's dangerous to the neighborhoods where it's being practiced. And it's destructive to wildlife. We need wildlife. Wildlife is part of the ecosystem. And hunting disturbs the ecosystem tremendously by creating an overabundance of these hunted species. They're regulated by the DNRs, whatever they're called in a particular state. Most states call it DNR. And those organizations promote the growing more and more targets for shooters. That's sort of, they feel that's their obligation under state law. And so we have these tremendous overpopulation of deer and other species that are being hunted. Game species are deliberately, the population of game species is deliberately being thrown up by these agencies.
Now let's move on to a little bit about the League of Humane Voters. Please tell us a little bit about your structure. Do you have a presence in Washington?
Okay. Right now, we do have a presence in Washington State. Oh, in Washington, D.C., I'm sorry. No, one of our fundamental principles is don't do anything where you can't be influential. Right now, we don't have enough members to be influential on the federal level, so we stay out of it. We are organizing currently. We got started about 10 years ago in organizing. We're organizing in states on the state level. Right now, we try and be influential in state legislatures, and that's our primary mission right now. Our goal is to get eventually, when we have more than, right now we have 8 state chapters. Once we get to, we're close to 50 state chapters, we'll start, our goal will at that point be getting 10,000 supporters, people who vote along our recommendations in every congressional district. And at that point, we should be able to enter the federal, be federally influential.
The group is nonpartisan, however, correct?
We're totally nonpartisan. We go who would ever support animal protection. And we have supported Republicans in state legislatures. In fact, one of our primary principles is go with the majority party. That's the only party that can get anything done. If you have two houses in the state legislature, and one is Democratic and one is Republican, One, you support the Republicans, and the other, support the Democrats. You support the guys that can be influential and get things done for you. You're totally cold-cutted calculation as to who can help us.
Are legislators interested in animals?
Some are. Some have a natural inclination to help animals. Others have a natural inclination to, for example, protect hunting, which is, of course, anti-animals. But that doesn't mean they're against all animal issues. Some people, some legislatures who want to support hunting will support reform in shelters. They like dogs and cats. So we kind of try and figure out who will support what kind of animal legislation, and that's the people we'll approach. Some legislators are naturally supportive of animals, but our main influence is not to appeal to their personal inclination to support our issues or not, but to that they need our votes. If they're in a tight race where it's projected to be 52 to 48, and we talk to the guy with 48 votes or the guy with 52 votes who wants a little extra safety margin, and we can deliver 5% of the votes, they'll be interested in supporting our issues. And that's the kind of situations we're looking for.
How can my listeners learn about the information that you gather so they know how to vote?
Okay, we have a website. In each state where we have a chapter also has its website. And it's the major website for the entire nation is lohv.org, L-O-H-V, League of Humane Voters, .org. And once you go there, you can click on state chapters and you can see the state chapters. And the state chapters will put out before election the candidates that you're supporting. For example, if you go to lohv-ny.org, you get the New York website. You click on election and you'll see the on our navigation bar, you click on election and you'll see who we are supporting in the current election. Right now, the last election was in 2010, so those candidates are still up there. 2012, just before Labor Day, we'll do our endorsements for the 2012 legislative election.
And tell us your website for the Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting.
Okay, well, that's easy. It's committeeabolishsporthunting.org.
Peter Mueller, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
After the break, Don Moncrief with the group A Well-Fed World.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
We're with Don Moncrief with the organization called A Well-Fed World. Welcome, Don. Tell us about your organization.
Well, A Well-Fed World started with the concept of what would a well-fed world be, because I come from a background of global hunger, working on global hunger and global poverty issues. And so feeding people is very central to what I care about. And not just feeding anything, but feeding the right kinds of food that are culturally appropriate, that are nutritious. And part of that is also what maximizes well-being. So putting well-being at the center of it. So minimizing harm, maximizing well-being, but not just for humans, also for the animals and the environment. And it turns out that a plant-based diet does all of those. Once I realized that the three of those converged, it became my life's mission to work on the issues from that angle, because very few institutions at the global level, at the national level, at state level, they'll understand the connections and the problems, but they won't take that step, saying reduce meat consumption, eat more plant-based options, because there's a lot of social structures. So A Well-Fed World also is coming at it from a mainstream perspective. So there's a lot of vegetarian and animal rights groups that actually do understand the connections, but sometimes it's difficult to be heard coming at it. So we are an animal protection organization, but we're a food justice organization, and working within that framework to get social justice groups to have reduced meat consumption, vegetarianism, just eating less meat, becoming vegetarian, vegan, whatever that is on their agenda. But usually it's something like reduce meat consumption, eat less meat for global warming, for the environment, for the local economy, to serve global hunger issues.
And also helping the hungry.
It does, and there is a very direct connection. It's often misunderstood and focused on. So there's a statistic out that says if Americans ate 10% less meat, that we could feed the world hungry. And that statistic, it sounds good, and it's I'm sure it's about right on, but obviously we don't just eat 10% less meat and then the world's hungry are fed. And so it's easy to dismiss that. And so if it's used just as a tool to get people to understand that Americans are such immense over-consumers, and a lot of our focus is on reducing consumption within the U.S. and the industrialized countries because we're such immense over-consumers per capita, which is per person, and as countries. So there's a lot to that aspect of the hunger and animals, but the reason why it's so direct is that because food is exported from the poor countries, from hungry countries, people will be starving and a country will be exporting the food that they have to make feed for animals, create meat for wealthier countries. And this is very standard operating procedure, but it was most obvious in the 86 Ethiopian famine that this was going on. And I'd like to use that as an example because a lot of us can remember that and it's still stuck in our hearts. And but again, that's a severe example and it is standard operating procedure still today.
Being kind to humans at the same time being very kind to animals. Tell us about some of your projects.
Well, one we're working on right now that I'm very excited about, it's our new project. I guess I can talk about the more established ones, but it's called Feed Direct. And it's, like it sounds, it's a feeding program. And by Feed Direct, there's three aspects of that. So our concept of using plant-based diets is that you're feeding people directly with plant-based foods. And that's not just, you get some fruits and vegetables. It includes protein-based foods. So it's not, again, well-fed is not just serving a small variety. It's everything you need you can get from plant-based foods. So feeding people directly, you can feed many more people directly because it takes so much resources to create meat. It's a very inefficient process. You're sending all of these grains and soy, corn, other foods that can be used to feed people within their own community that are instead are being used for these staples, and staples that people could eat, are being sent over for feed. And there's a huge conversion loss. So 16-to-1 is the standard used for cows. So to create a pound of meat, you're losing 16 pounds of plant-based food, including high-protein foods. So that feeding directly is a big part of what we do. We say feed more with less. Feed more with less food, feed more with less environmental pollution, global warming. But that's the first aspect of the concept. The other aspect is that we do have direct feeding programs where people will go out and give food to those in need, homeless communities and things of that nature, just hand out food, which is very important in the immediate sense. People are starving, they need food right away. Of course, we also want something that's more sustainable. So working on soy production farming, there's a peanut butter campaign in Haiti where they're producing peanut butter, Haitians producing peanut butter as food and distributing a lot of it to children. So again, very high protein food options that are good for the community. It's not just coming from the U.S. It's very important that food is produced in the community and that it's using community people for the workforce and not being imported in from the U.S. where it's undermining local communities. So that last aspect in particular would be using models for sustainable farming. And there's a lot of issues around that. When people hear sustainable farming, they assume that it needs to be animal-based. And it doesn't. There's lots of alternatives that are animal-free farming methods. And it also gets framed a lot that, well, people who are poor in the rural communities need animals. And sometimes having animals do is help the family. So it's not that it's very context dependent. But a lot of times it's very difficult to have animals. Animals require a lot of food. They require medical care. It's not just, oh, great, I have, you know, a cow who can pull, you know, a tractor and, you know, use fertilizer and things of that nature. That cow needs food. The cow needs medical care, things of that nature. So it's a very complicated process, but we are developing a program that talks about some of the issues. Some is about the concerns with programs that give livestock as a food tool. I just kind of mentioned some of them. And so we're going to be putting some of that information out, because a lot of people just ask, especially Heifer International. Wherever I go, people will ask about Heifer International. And usually I focus on factory farming issues. I focus on reducing mass consumption. So Heifer International, on one hand, is not a big deal in the global scheme of things, but emotionally, where it hits people in the heart, especially people who are vegetarian and vegan, who want to help people without hurting animals, it is a big deal, because it's something at the individual level that we can do, that we can provide as gifts, that we can raise awareness in a gentle, kind way with our family and friends and coworkers. So I'm very excited about this as a program.
Dawn Moncrief, founding director of A Well-Fed World. Thanks for appearing on the show.
Thank you so much. This has been fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are at the conference.
Thank you.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use. Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all-natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
We're back with coverage from the 2011 Farm Animal Rights Conference in Los Angeles. Are you old enough to remember the hysteria and fear brought on by the movie Jaws? Well, I was in junior high school when Jaws came out, and truly this movie had such an impact that people became afraid of wading into any body of water at all. Well, now it's 37 years later, and fortunately things have changed. Mainly, there's an increased understanding of the importance of sharks in the marine ecosystem. And there are many more organizations and people who are taking action to protect these species. So let's listen to our interview with Kevin Sullivan with Shark Savers. We're with Kevin Sullivan with Shark Savers. Kevin, tell us about your organization.
Shark Savers is an organization, as the name would suggest, organized by divers to address shark conservation issues worldwide. Our main office is based in New York. They also have a large group in Florida, which has done wonders for the shark conservation acts down there. And we are new to California in late 2010, and we're working very hard to inform the California public about shark conservation issues and things that they can do to help save sharks in the wild.
What are the main shark conservation issues?
The biggest threat to shark conservation is overfishing, and the biggest threat in that perspective is shark fin soup. 73 million sharks per year are killed only for their fins. Over 100 million sharks are killed worldwide, 73 million of those, 73% of them only for their fins to support the demand for shark fin soup worldwide. The shark and finning, if people don't know what that is, shark finning is the process of where a shark is brought on board, the fins are cut off, and the animal is thrown back in the water, still alive, which wastes 80% of the animal.
And a horrible way to die.
Exactly. The animal, sharks, as most people know, need to swim to breathe. They can't, without their fins, they cannot swim. They either drown or they bleed to death. It's a very, very agonizing death, inhumane. The biggest problem with it is that shark populations cannot sustain the overfishing because they, as an apex predator, they are very slow to mature. Most sharks are not even of breeding age until they are 8 to 10 years old. And when they do breed, the litter sizes are very small, like 2 to 3, maybe 5 or 6 sharks. So when we're killing 73 million sharks per year, the remaining sharks can't replace them fast enough to meet this demand. And so right now, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, the main organization that declares animals endangered or threatened with extinction, has their reports say that 90% of the large apex predator sharks in the wild are now gone. We're now fishing out the last 10% of shark populations in the wild. Some shark populations are even as bad as 99% depleted.
What a shame. Is shark finning illegal?
It is not. Unfortunately, most of shark finning occurs in international waters. What is illegal in some countries, not by a long shot as many as it needs to be, the United States just last year enacted a law where it is illegal to land a shark without its fins attached. So if you're going to bring a shark on land, you must bring it, at least bring the whole animal so that it's not wasted. But in international waters, it's unenforceable. It's the Wild West out there. And what happens are they are finned in international waters. The fins are landed in countries that have no laws or no enforcement, and then they're trafficked to Asia or the other markets where shark fin soup is demand is very high.
Now, there is some legislation you want to tell us about that's pending.
Absolutely. California State right now, AB 376, is in the California State Senate. It has passed through the Assembly. It's passed through the Natural Resources and Water Committee in the Senate, and now is due to go before appropriations in mid-August. AB 376 would ban the possession, sale, and trade of shark fins in the state of California. This is extremely important because it cuts off the demand for the shark fins, which is the only way that we are going to stop that international fishing. Trying to just say we're just going to land sharks with their fins attached does not do the job, because you're still free to import and sell all the shark fins you want, no matter where they come from, which is absolutely ridiculous. The demand has to be stopped. AB 376 would address that. We need people to know about AB 376 because while it made it through the California Assembly, it is meeting extremely fierce opposition in the Senate, specifically from Leland Yee, who is the senator from San Francisco, and Ted Lieu, who is the senator from Torrance.
Why?
They are arguing that this is a cultural issue, that it is unfairly impacting Asian Americans, specifically Chinese Americans. This is not a good argument. The reason for that is all our polls show that 70% of registered voting California Asian Americans support AB 376. They're putting forth that they are representing the Asian American community, and they are not. The Asian American community at large in California supports this ban. So who are they really putting their efforts forth? It's the restaurateurs that sell shark fin soup and the importers that import and re-export shark fins to Asia. One thing that's really important to note for California people is that the sport fishing and commercial fishing organizations in California support AB 376. California commercial fishermen do not fin sharks. In fact, they've been very supportive of shark conservation issues in terms of the thresher shark and the mako shark fisheries off the California coast. They support AB 376. United Anglers, the main sport fishing group, also supports AB 376, so I think it's really important for Californians to know that.
What can my listeners do to help?
Our listeners, it's very important that they, if they are California residents, that they contact their senators, call all the senators. Look for on the web, just look up California Senate Appropriations, call all the senators on that committee and tell them you support AB 376. If you're a constituent of one of these senators, make that point, but still call all the senators and say, I want you to, you represent me in Sacramento, I want you to support this bill. That's extremely important.
Tell us your website.
Our website is www.sharksavers.org. You can also find information about the bill widely. Google AB 376 and you'll find all the information you need on that bill.
Kevin Sullivan, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very, very much.
Now, we do have an update on the shark fin ban for you, in case you've not heard. And that is, it was passed by the California State Assembly by a wide margin and then signed into law this fall by Governor Jerry Brown. So, no more possession, sale, or trade of shark fins in California, which is important because the size of the trade is so large in California that it drives the practice of finning. California Senator Christine Kehoe said that California had the highest demand for fins outside of Asia, and she estimated that 85% of dried shark fin imports to the U.S. came through California. So California is an important and worldwide broker, and finally, that will be stopped. We want to credit Assemblyman Paul Fong, who introduced the bill, and Senator Carol Liu, who gave it early support. The proposed ban was also supported by celebrities including Bo Derek and basketball player Yao Ming. Also, the bill was one of those very rare instances in California politics in which both Republican and Democrats came together in support of anything. Now, You should also know that the main opposition came from Senator Ted Lieu from Torrance and Senator Leland Yee from San Francisco, who are trying to protect the businesses involved in the industry and who also claimed they were trying to protect Chinese culture. In fact, Yee stated that, quote, the ban sends a very bad message not only to us here in California, but throughout the rest of the world, that discrimination against Chinese Americans is okay. He also added that, quote, we shouldn't have to defend our culture any more than others should defend their culture because we ought to be respectful of each other's culture. Well, too bad, Mr. Yee, we are not disrespecting anyone. We only want a little more respect for the sharks and the oceans. I want to remind my listeners that November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month, so if you're thinking of adding a companion animal to your household, remember to first and most importantly adopt from a shelter and don't buy from a breeder or pet store, but also consider saving the life of an older dog or cat. I will tell you, you will not regret it. Check out AnimalsTodayRadio.com where you can access all of our previous recorded shows, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and even post your comments about any of our prior shows. That's AnimalsTodayRadio.com. Also, we would love for you to join us on Facebook. And be sure to tell your friends about Animals Today, which is aired every Sunday around the country at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next up, Peter in the News, right here on Animals Today. Don't go away.
Play while there's Mountain Dew. Nice built cats. Been playing since he's babies. Nice built cats. Get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville. And they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial. plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
What's going on in the news?
Well, I want to tell you that five people have been charged with attempted theft in Ohio. They were allegedly trying to steal the carcass of one of those escaped lions that was set free by the owner and shot.
Oh, no.
So apparently they're not supposed to do that if you come across a lion carcass. Apparently they got the cat carcass into their trunk, and then they were stopped. And there's four adults and one minor, and they can face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Wow.
I'm not sure exactly what the law is that prevents someone from picking up a dead animal and putting him in their trunk, but they're supposed to know you're not supposed to do that, I guess.
I guess so.
I guess so. If in case you come across a dead big cat, don't put it in your trunk.
I wouldn't even
think
of it.
If you're in Ohio.
I wouldn't even think of it.
Yeah. Back to Southern California, you know, the San Diego County Fair, it used to be called the Del Mar Fair. They want to have elephant rides.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And this has been a tradition in the Del Mar Fair. The elephants are supplied by this group called Have Trunk Will Travel.
Have Trunk Will Travel, that sounds familiar. They were involved in the...
In supplying the elephants... For
the movie,
the
Thai
Water for Elephants, starring the elephant Thai.
Right.
And then there is a related controversy. We'll get back to San Diego County in a second, but there's
got you off track here.
Related controversy regarding the oversight of the elephants during the shooting of the film. Right. So remember, there's the groups that are supposed to certify that no animals were harmed during the filming of X, Y, and Z movie.
Right.
Well, what happens to the animals before and leading up to the film? How are they trained from babyhood to the time they appear on the set?
Okay, so remind my listeners what happened with Ty.
What happened was that when the movie was released, old video footage, which was previously unreleased, which was obtained by ADI.
Right. The Animal Defense International.
Animal Defenders International.
Okay.
Was released showing, allegedly, and this was undercover video of abusive and coercive training methods used on this particular elephant, long before the elephant was in the movie.
Right. And didn't this group have Tranquil Travel, who supplies the animals, right?
Right.
They said they only use positive reinforcement and no bull hooks and no negative reinforcement, correct?
Right.
So this was shot. There's documentation,
right,
footage of the elephant actually being abused or cruel treatments of training, correct?
Right.
And that was exposed. And what came out of that?
And I don't know what came out of
Okay.
it.
Okay. Now remember we had I can't remember the guest name, from Animal Defenders International, and they're the ones who exposed this, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how American Humane, is that the group that puts their name behind or is supposed to go on the set and monitor?
American Humane Association.
American Humane.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was their defense?
I think they ran away from the problem.
Yeah.
Because but think about it. How could you possibly certify that in a performing animal's life, no abuse was done? I mean,
right,
it's almost impossible.
You can't.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But if you want to stay in business,
right,
you have to do something.
Right.
So anyway, back to San Diego. And I'll just tell you that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, and Animal Defenders International are opposing the use of elephants for elephant rides at the fair.
Good.
Saying that there's and the claim is similar, saying there's no humane way to get baby elephants to become compliant adult elephants.
Right.
Okay? So they just want the practice to be stopped. And, it's something we oppose also around here because we just want that elephants to be roaming happily and free.
Right. But I also think that was a hearing on Tuesday.
It was
that
a meeting.
This last? Okay, the meeting, not a hearing. But also I think they're bringing up the point about child safety as well. I mean, if a child falls from an elephant, 5-year-old child's on the back of an elephant and falls or gets crushed to death, I mean, that brings up a whole issue. Okay. So I think that was part of their argument.
Okay. You have to appeal to the child lovers, too.
Right. That's right. We have to sometimes.
Speaking, you know, earlier we were speaking about hunting and accidents related to hunting. So I just thought I would give you a couple of examples of recent stories in the news. We don't do this very often, but in Bennington, a man was recently killed tragically in a hunting accident. He was a 38-year-old guy. He was hunting with a friend, and the pair separated, and then a single shot killed one of them from his friend.
Wow.
So suicide and foul play have been ruled out. Investigators say it was a tragic accident.
So he thought the friend was an animal, or?
Yeah, yeah. And this, I'll tell you, this is not that rare.
No, it's not.
But before listening to what Peter Mueller said, I would have thought that this happens to a family, and then everyone just stops hunting. I can't believe this happened. We must have been mistaken, and walk away from this activity.
Right.
And I guess that doesn't happen.
They keep hunting.
They just sort of say things like what Peter said. He died doing something he loved, or something nonsensical like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's how deep this need is. In Fresno, a similar. A hunter accidentally killed his nephew.
Oh my God!
And
Peter, this isn't that rare either. We read about these and hear about these all the time.
Yeah.
Hunting accidents involving kids, fathers shooting their own child.
Right. So.
Wow.
It's out there, but I like what Cash does. As you mentioned before, that they just list these and let the reader decide for themselves.
Exactly.
Just put it out there.
That's CASH, Committee to Abolish Sport Hunting. Yeah, I love what they do.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on Animals Today. And this is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network. It's